for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Of Friday evening, July the 7th, 2000. It is the balance of the service, Ronnie Bejou ministering. This is the balance of the prophetic word that came to individual people in the service. This is a Friday evening, July the 7th, 2000. Lake Hamilton Bible Campground Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds.
Nothing is going to change until you change. Nothing is going to happen until you trust me, said the Lord. You have even thought that, well, Lord, this is not going the right way. The Lord says, son, I need to speak a word unto you of clarity. You need to come to me and lay everything down. Everything that besets you, every weight that overweighs you, and trust me. And I will show you the path of life. And I will bring deliverance not only to you, but to all those that you touch, saith the Lord. Amen. You've cried for the last time. Stand with me. I'm raising you up. I'm breaking the shackles and the weights that man has put upon you and the demands of life. I called you at a very early age, but the enemy took you another route. But tonight, I have put my finger on him. And as you begin to praise me, said the Lord, and begin to worship me, and spend time in your private time praising and worshiping me, thou shalt surely see the hand of God. And daughter, thou art mine, and I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Danielle, I love you. Come and hug her. I love you, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh. There's a sweet, sweet anointing. Can you feel it? Come on, ladies. Like a mighty rushing stream, sweet, sweet anointing is flowing down. That is a cry of deliverance. God is delivering her. He said, if you praise me, I'll raise you. If you worship me, I'll bring you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sholobakadri mihaya. Mesibrenene makata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been in an awful place. come up here. Let me pray for you. There's been some times in your life that you felt like you were at the point of no return. And the Lord said, daughter, this may not be that which you want to hear, but I'm going to begin to stretch you. And stretch you and stretch you like you're going to feel like you have become some type of elastic mechanism. And stretch you where you don't think you can be stretched anymore. This is what I see in the Spirit. The Lord says, I'm not going to release you and just let you get jammed against one another and hurt you. Because tonight, I am delivering you from every hurt. I'm delivering you from the sins of the past. And I'm raising a newness in you. You have said in your heart, God, I feel like I've been one left on the back burner. And the Lord would send to thee, daughter, thou art not burning on a back burner, because I'm bringing you forward, said the Lord. And I'm giving you some abilities that you have asked me, and you've wanted, God, could you ever use a pitiful thing like me? And the Lord would say, daughter, think not of thyself to be pitiful, saith the Lord, but think that thou hast become the very apple of my eye. And I have had my eye on you a long time, and thou hast gone around the mountain more than one time, said the Lord, and you've said, God, I can't take this anymore. I'm at my bottom wits. And the Lord says, daughter, think it not strange that tonight I'm speaking a word into your spirit. I'm speaking you from eyeball to eyeball and spirit to spirit. I'm saying to thee, rise up, O daughter. Be made whole. In Jesus' name. Just raise your hands and receive the Lord right now. Father, loose her. In the name of Jesus. Just praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. I can just see those things coming off of you now. Praise Him. Praise Him. Just praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Chevy Caprice.
This what you're driving now? That's not what I see. I see a new vehicle.
Oh, praise God.
See, the one thing we have to realize, money is not always necessary. I saw you driving a new vehicle. You receive it. Father, seal it into her heart. Thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm feeling a little raging tonight. Y'all are really pulling at me tonight. Y'all must know I'm leaving in the morning. Well, hallelujah. If Brother Glenn wants to bring me back, I'll stay till Sunday. But I have to get on the train. Well, my wife is good for leaving me behind. Let me tell you, she'll leave me behind. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You'll be here tomorrow night?
No, ma'am.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
You don't know what you've been to.
Amen.
Praise God. You're
right. It's been an honor to meet you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. When you go to the foreign land, said the Lord, I'm going to reveal to you the second part of what I want you to do. But thou said, Lord, I don't really quite know what the first part is. He said, son, you're already fixing to walk into the first part, but I'm going to give you the other part. But I'll not give it to you till you get there, but there's a time appointed for me to speak to you again. And you shall see it, saith the Lord. But son, don't go out there and be goofy and try to do all kind of things on your own. Trust me and listen to my spirit. I will speak to you in a foreign soul, said the Lord, and thou will hear me, and thou will not wonder. For when you shall return, you will know the second part, saith the Lord.
Amen.
You'll never be the same. You're going to take it back with you. The devil's already told you before you start this journey, I'm going to whoop you like you've never been whooped before. I'm going to lay it on it. God says he's not.
Amen.
And don't you let him.
Amen.
And the first sick person you see, lay hands on them. And speak words of healing. Freely you have received, freely give. And when you are faithful, said the Lord, in the little things, I will give you much. For thou art mine, said the Lord. God has done marvelous work in your life. It's just the beginning of the beginning. Hallelujah. Why y'all look at me funny? I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm just being a vessel. You been praying about moving? You don't want to move. You're the right person. I see moving. I don't know anything about geographically. In the spirit, I see some moving in your life. I even see some traveling. And you say, well, Lord, it would have to be you. It will be just him. I see a door being opened for you that seems to have been closed for a long time. God said he's going to open the door. I see some family restoration taking place.
Praise God.
One real bad situation went sour. God said, I'm going to do some reconciliation and some renewing, some restoration there. But I can see here the Lord say he's going to have to fine-tune some things. And you understand when the Lord speaks to you that it's conditional. And so say as he gives you the instructions, you then have a responsibility to do it the way he says. Because if you try to do it your way, like you've done before, you're going to mess it up.
Yes.
Well, I can't believe God would talk to people like he does. He talks to me like that. I'm his son. Brother, there's going to be some shifting. God is stirring you up. You're like a fresh herb. You've not matured in some areas yet, but God said that he's going to grow you up. God says, son, I'm going to raise you up quicker than you expect. You're one that God said he's going to do a quick work in you. He gave you a starting place, but that's not where you're going to end. You're going to have to go through a real wilderness experience. But you will find in the midst of the desert, water will come. And when you really hunger and thirst for God, and it feels as though you're not being fed, God says, I will raise you up and spoon feed you. So you will never forget that I am the Lord and I am your provider, said the Lord. You drive a truck?
A van.
Aha. But I saw something larger than a van. I saw you driving a bus. Whether this is occupational or not, but I see you driving a bus. And this bus will take you to places. Where you're going to minister with others and you're going to learn from them. And God says, in an appointed time, I will speak to you another word and another man shall come and speak further instructions to you. So, son, be ready.
Hallelujah.
And prepare yourself.
Hallelujah.
Get in my word and learn of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I already know this, but this is something I don't know, Brother Frank. When you will be going south to face these people, God said, I'm going to release the miraculous. And you will be experiencing it because you have desired it. And the Lord says, I have brought you to a level where I can trust you. Even as I could trust Abraham. And I knew that he would teach it to his children. Thou hast been faithful to teach it to many children. And the Lord said, son, when the anointing comes this time, the palms of your hand will feel like fire. And immediately when you touch vessels, I will do the miraculous. I, the Lord, have said it. And I shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. God is increasing y'all's ministry. Wave at me. Lady with the long black. Young lady, you're in the last row. How you doing tonight? You don't have to turn around. You know the Lord's speaking to you. I see you traveling down the highway, and you have come to an intersection. And there's a certain area of your life where you're not certain what direction the Lord wants you to go. And the Lord says to you tonight, daughter, I'm going to make my way very plain to you. Because what I want you to do is to be known as a person that's completely led by my Spirit. I see people coming into your life that you're going to minister to. You have an anointing. Do you know you have an anointing? Do you believe you have an anointing? Sometimes more than other times. Amen. Won't you stand up? I want to pray for you. I'm going to believe God with you tonight for an impartation, for an anointing. Father, impart to her right now an anointing for healing and an ability to teach your word. In Jesus' name, just lift your hands to the Lord. Father, seal it in her right now. Feel that heat? Does it feel good? And the Lord says, daughter, as you trust me and obey me, I will increase the anointing. Hallelujah. That's precious. Precious, 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 precious. It's almost midnight. I recall in the Bible that Paul did some weird things after midnight.
Amen.
Some of you might feel like falling out of your chair right now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
You shall surely laugh, saith the Lord, for that which I am doing in you. Thou shalt surely know, said God, that I am changing you inside out. And yea, said the Lord, I shall bring to your life great mentoring, said the Lord. And thou will be one that will walk with an anointing and an intensity and the tenacity to say what I have said for you to say. You're not as shy as you suppose, said the Lord. I have put some boldness in you, saith God. And when my word begins to seal in your consciousness and my word begins to swell in your heart, you'll be like a woman pregnant 9 months ready to be delivered, saith the Lord. But I, the Lord God, am looking at you tonight, saith son. I am raising you and I'm raising a many like you, saith the Lord. And you're going to eat my word. You're going to sleep my word. You're going to wake my word. You will be as a military man. You'll not go to bed without your weapon. You'll not wake up without your weapon. And you'll not dare leave and go to work without your weapon, saith the Lord. For I have placed a two-edged sword in your mouth. Yea, and I even put the sword of the Spirit. And you said, Lord, I'm not really skillful like I'm supposed to be. But the Lord says, son, I'm going to change your skill. Yea, I'm even going to change your style of singing, says the Lord. And you will have a sound like never before. And you will have a voice like never before, says the Lord. Because that which I call the foolish things of this world, son, to confine the wise. And yea, thou hast counted thyself to be foolish. And when you did that, you became a candidate for the Most High God. And I will bring you to kingdoms and places that you have never dreamed of. And I, the Lord, am raising you for this hour, and you shall bring forth the trumpet sound of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, Shalababakaya! Yeah! Woo! We will rise! We will rise! I see that white horse now. I would never, I know this is God. I would never think a woman as precious as you and as young as you are that you needed to break through. Miss Mildred, with all the respect that I have for you, I hear God saying, you're at the brink of your breakthrough. See, I know what she's going to go through because I'm going to live to be older than she is. I already know that. So if my wife has any preconceived ideas, here I am. I say that, but with all seriousness, the Lord spoke to me one day and told me, son, don't ever consider about putting your body down because you're going to be here a long time. That kind of gets away with your, I'll fly away, you glory, I'll fly away. When Jesus comes, hallelujah, I'll fly away. Oh, hey. Kind of messes that up, doesn't it? It's good to be free, folks. I thank you for your patience, and we could go on and on and on and on and on. See, this flow we're getting into, there's no end to it.
That's right.
Amen.
So,
that's the glory.
So, I'm being kind. It is 11:05, and I'm going to shut up. You don't Scooby-Doo, Double Dog Dare, do you? All right. Praise the Lord. That's right. There was another. You and who wanted the Father's blessings? You and who else? And you. If you wanted those Father's blessings, come out. I might ask Brother Frank to come up and pray with me. He's a greater Father than I am because he's been around longer than me. I gave him his space. He's had that anointing. Amen. If you can't get up, it's all right. I'm going to pray for you right there. They don't want to have to carry you out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. While he's praying for her, I need to pray and check your legs.
Yes, amen.
Okay. Are you all the way back?
I think, yeah, she's all the way back.
Okay. All right. Father, I thank you for miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
We call this limb to come forth. Straighten her back. Readjust it right now. In Jesus' name, limb, come forth now. In the name, there it comes. 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 Hallelujah. That's an inch. Now, walk up in there without limping. You don't have to limp anymore.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. The Father's blessings in the name of Jesus. Another dose. He's the great Father. I'm an earthen Father. And so we speak from that which is above, higher than ourselves, the Father's blessings. Before I close tonight, every head bowed and every eye closed.
Yes.
If there's anyone in this room tonight, you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You are the most important person for this moment in this room. If you've never asked Jesus to become the Lord of your life, I want you to raise your hand right now and put it back down. Is there anybody in this room that's never made Jesus the Lord of your life? We assume everybody is saved. Now, I'm going to ask you to do one more thing in closing. If you have been through these meetings and you have yet to receive your healing, I want you to lay your hands on your body right now. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I speak a creative word. Jaws, be healed. Teeth, be fixed. Ears, be opened. Stomach areas, be healed. Ulcers, leave. And behold, pain in your mind, in your head, go now in the name of Jesus. Pain in the abdomen, go now in the name of Jesus. Sickness in the breast, I curse that sickness and disease. Loose them now. Pain in your back, your lower back, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I command every vertebrae to straighten up, body to be adjusted right now, in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God's saying He's filling teeth. Somebody's got teeth that need to be filled tonight. He's filling your teeth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blind eyes, be opened, be healed completely in the name of Jesus. Migraine headaches, leave. I command you to bow to the name of Jesus. Leave right now in the name of Jesus. All migraine headaches, leave in the name of Jesus. If you're suffering with problem with your feet right now, I command your feet to be made whole in the name of Jesus. Knee, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My Father, do it. In the name of Jesus. Let your healing waves fall upon them right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let's close with this song. And we're going to dismiss for tonight. Pray for us as we leave in the morning. We'll be back in some appointed time. Only God knows. When the general of the camp will have us back, we'll be back unless we're in another direction. Hallelujah. 6 o'clock prayer in the morning. We dismiss you in the blessed name of Jesus, and may your sleep be sweet. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.